Welcome to our latest midweek podcast. We're in Philippians 4 this week, so do turn up Philippians 4. And we're going to look at just two, three verses there. I'll pick it up in the middle of verse 11, verse 11 to 13. Paul writes, "For I have learned, in whatever situation I am, to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Are you content? Well, you might think it depends. If circumstances are good, if things are okay, yes, I might be. And to be honest, even if they're a bit difficult, but if I think I can cope, I look within, I think I've got the reserves to handle the situation, I might be content then as well. But if things are bad and it feels like it's beyond me, well, don't ask such stupid questions. Of course, I'm not content. How could I possibly be content when things are like that? And yet so different with Paul, notice, from these verses. Whatever his situation, very clear on that. Verse 12, he spells out all kinds of options. When I'm brought low, when I abounding in things, in any and every circumstance, when I've got plenty, when I'm hungry, when I'm in abundance, got abundance to enjoy, when I'm in great need. I've learned to be content, he says. And notice verse 13, with no focus on himself, whether he thinks he can handle the situation, but on the Lord. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And there is the secret to true contentment. Not looking at our circumstances, not looking at ourselves, but looking at the Lord. The God who, as Paul knows, directs our steps, leads us into and through all the circumstances that we face. And in the middle of them all, through the Lord Jesus, by his Spirit, is always with us to strengthen us and give us what he knows we need to get through. That is the Christian confidence, isn't it? That whatever is going on, however difficult things may be, it's God who's brought me to this place, even when it's not remotely what I'd have chosen. When I can't see what he's doing, how he's using it for good, trusting it's no accident I'm here. He's in control. And even in those moments when I know there's no way I can cope on my own, I can't possibly handle this on my own, he's with me, right with me, ever-present help in trouble. Remember Psalm 46. To give me the strength I need. Which is why so many Christians can look back on times in their lives when they faced things and they thought, there's no way I can handle this. There's no way I'll ever make it through what's to come, what I'm going through. And yet did, because the Lord gave what he knew they needed. So are you content? Well, at least we know we ought to be after reading those verses. But just one last thing to notice. Look at them again. Notice how Paul is very clear. This is something he has learned. Twice he says that. Verse 11. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. And then the end of verse 12 as well. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. This contentment is not something that just happens automatically as if a contentment switch is flicked when we become Christians. It's something we learn over time as by his Spirit the Lord teaches us to look not just at what's going on around us, not just to ourselves, but up to him, to the one who's in control always. And the one who gives his people strength. And that would be something to pray for, wouldn't it? In view of this ongoing virus situation. When there is so much that's not what we would have chosen. Having to distance from one another. restrictions on whether we can visit people, on coming to church for some, for understandable health reasons, holiday plans in tatters for many, money lost on holidays that didn't happen, exam chaos, all the pain that that has caused, at school, university, restarting in the next few weeks for some, so different to what had been expected, jobs disappearing and hard to find, the loneliness that this situation brings for some, maybe. It'd be such a shame, wouldn't it, if after all this, we still hadn't learned more of the kind of contentment that Paul talks about here, where we look away from our circumstances and away from ourselves and up to the Lord and know contentment because he's in charge and he always gives us what he knows we need. Let's pray for that contentment now. We thank you, Father, for these verses. And we pray now that you would be teaching us by your Spirit to turn our eyes not just to what's going on around us and not to ourselves and how well we think we can cope on our own, but to you. Help us to learn to trust that you're really in control, that you're with your people, and that you will give us all the strength that you know we need to make it through. We pray that as a church family, we would be learning this contentment for our good and for your glory. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And then let's pray for our parish, the area of Barkham too. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Barkham Parish, for all those who live around our church. We continue to pray so much that you would protect those in the local area from this virus. And we ask that you would give recovery and good health to those who are currently ill or who have been ill. We continue to pray that you would use all this uncertainty to cause many to see how much they need you and how much they need the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the contacts and the warm relationships that we have with so many who live locally. And we pray that you would help us as a church to love and to serve them and to point them to you. And we pray that in the weeks ahead we would see others from the local area coming along on Sundays and connecting with our church online and in other ways. We pray that you would be drawing many in your mercy to the Lord Jesus and to life in him too. And we ask for his glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget the pandemic prayer meeting, 8:30 on Friday morning. Zoom details for that are in this email. I look forward to seeing you soon.